I will denounce unto you this day that you shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land whither thou goest over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth today to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Amen. Praise God for his word.
Yes, our Heavenly Father, we thank thee for thy grace and thy blessings that you bestow upon your children, especially on the Sabbath day. All honor and praise is due to thee alone. There is no other gods before thee. And we pray that we will truly understand that and know that. We have a guideline to go by, and it's been broken down into two: to love their God with all our heart, mind, and soul, to love our neighbors, ourselves. And I pray, Father, that as we make right choices in our lives, and sometimes even the wrong choices, that somehow that through the Lord Jesus Christ they can be made right, and that we will be whole in thy life. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Yes, the last time I spoke was about bad choices or bad decisions and the consequences of them, because we know that we do have consequences of these bad decisions that we make. Sometimes it may not be any, but eventually it does come true. So we're going to look at right choices here. We make choices every day of our lives, right and wrong. Some good, some are bad, or wrong, and we have regretted them. We know as humans, our lives, our choices, our decisions are not always towards good. Maybe if we took time to think about it, and we did have time, because sometimes we have to make a choice instantaneously. But if we had the time to think it over, our choices, I know that we would make better choices. So that you see that. But even when we are trying to live our lives according to Scripture, we know that we make both kinds of choices, bad and the good. And ultimately, we also know that there's only two choices in the end, one good and one wrong. The straight and narrow path to eternal life, or that wide road to perdition. I pray that we choose that straight and narrow path. We make these decisions every day. We need to learn how to make good choices, or we will go through life unhappy, uncertain, and wondering what went wrong. And with myself, and I know probably with most of you, there's been one time or another that we've said, only if. And I know that I've said that many times in my life, only if. But sometimes we know that we can't turn back. What has been done has been done. And many times there's not much that we can do about it. But only if we had listened to my parents, listened to my teachers, listened to anyone that gave me good advice, where would I be today? But how do we make right choices? We should know and believe God's word has the answers, as all the principles that we need to make right choices. In the Bible, the word of God, we read of many choices that were made by the people that God chose, both right and wrong they made. And last time I spoke about Joshua and the leaders making a bad choice soon after they went into the promised land. And we need to look at it. Maybe it, I don't know if it had any effect on them or not, but except for Jacob or Joshua and Caleb, all the people, even the leaders that went into the promised land were 60 years or younger. Some were even born during that 40 years of wandering. For we know that all the people that were 20 years and older of age at the time of the Exodus, perished in the wilderness. And so we see that 40 years of wandering did take a toll on many of the people. But then we can look at the good choice that Joshua made in his life. And he lived to be 110 years old. We're going to be looking at Joshua chapter 24. Joshua chapter 24. In verses 14 through 28. We read here the good and the right choices that were made. We see here the one that Joshua made, especially in verses 14 and 15. And we will read that, verses 14 and 15. Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. See that? So we see that Joshua made a decision, and he made the right choice. We need to be honest with ourselves. We've all made some bad decisions or choices in our lives. We tend to try to cover them up, or we try to make the results come out right. And we know that many times we fail at that. These wrongs that have happened, most of the times we can't set right. But we have to admit to ourselves that we made a mistake. And we ask the Lord to show us how to make right choices from now on. And we know that the Lord does that in his word. Through the life of his servant Joshua, God has given some of the principles that need to make right choices that we need to use to apply to our lives. First one is the spiritual and the carnal, as we read there in verse 14. Joshua knows he influenced, chose this. We read in Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And that is true. We see that the context of this verse is priorities. We need to set our priorities right. What was first in these people's lives, and what choices were they willing to make? We know that many people choose the carnal, the physical, the clothing, the food, the shelter, or anything that is not spiritual. But it doesn't mean that we don't need these material things before they are the necessity of life. But it does mean that if it comes to a decision between the spiritual and the carnal, we know that we need to choose the spiritual. The reason that many Christians are unhappy is because they fail to take this principle into consideration in their lives. And then there's the eternal over the temporal, verses 14 and verse 17. I'll just read verse 17. Verse 17. For the Lord our God, he it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, and which did those great things in our sight, preserved us in all the way whereunto we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. Yes, many times in that 40 years of wandering, if they hadn't turned to the Lord, they would have been lost. They would have never made it. But we see that he did there. God is there for them. Joshua chose to serve the eternal God. And taking the pleasures of sin for a season, like his predecessor Moses did. We can read in Matthew 16, verses 21 through 26, about when Jesus told Peter that he cared not of the things of God, but only about the things of men. And then he went on to say that a man's soul was more important than gaining the whole world. And we know that there are many people out there trying to gain the whole world, gain everything they can, and don't even think about anybody else. So we know that we truly have to make right choices. And this is difficult in a worldly-minded person to understand this, to understand the things of God. We're so interested in getting things out of life right now that we forget what's out there is eternal. And it is much longer than here and now. We have the short 70 in our lives. And yes, many people live past that. And so many not even to make it to there. But we have to make the right choices that a heavenly-minded person would make to be able to be Christ. We know that Christ is a gift to us. And to receive that gift, we have to reach out to grasp the hand of God that is reaching out to us. Temporal decisions are just that, temporary. Our top priority should be to keep our families in a high-quality spiritual atmosphere that would produce eternal rewards. And I know that that's hard to do, too, because many of our family members want to go another way and try to keep our families together today is hard work. We know that the family structure is not there anymore in most families. Single parents, in many cases. Some have trouble making decisions because of the conflict there. One young man said to God, told him that he should go to the mission field. But he thought that he could make more money as a lawyer. We know that that's true. We know that missionaries don't make very much money. But that was a wrong choice to make. Money is temporary, but God's will is eternal. We can all have God's will in our lives. As a lawyer, you might get some folks out of jail, but maybe it would be more important if he was able to keep folks out of hell. We know that that is the work of the missionary. And there's God's choice, God's will, I should say, or man's will. There we see that in verse 15, where Joshua chose to follow the Lord. Joshua knew that the previous generation in Egypt had succumbed to man-made gods, and it had influenced the current generation that he was in. The choice had to be made between God's will and man's will. We have to make that choice every day of our lives. And Joshua made the right choice and led the people to do the same in most cases. When Saul was saved on the road to Damascus in Acts 9:6, you read that. He had been making bad decisions based on what man wanted him to do. We know that the Jewish leaders wanted him to round up all the Christians and put them to death. And Saul was doing just that, putting these Christians to death. But after he made the Lord and was saved, his first statement was, "Lord, wilt thou have me to do?" Instead of peers, what is it you want me to do? We should be more interested in pleasing God than pleasing our peers. God's will never go against his word. It doesn't matter how man rationalizes something. But if it goes against God's word, it is wrong. It is the wrong choice to make. be only influenced by God's will and not my man's will. In John 8:29, Jesus said, "For I do always those things that please him." And that's what the Lord wants us to do, to do things that pleases our God. And God will reveal the decision that pleases him. Psalms 32:8. "I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide you with mine eyes." But sometimes he is the last one that we ask. But we know that he is the only one that we need to please. So he ought to be the first one that we ask. Commitment over convenience. We choose that many times. Whatever is easy for us, or what is convenient for us. In verses 19 through 23, I'd like to read them, verses 19 through 23. And Joshua said unto the people, "Ye cannot serve the Lord, for he is an holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. If ye forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, then he will turn and do you hurt and consume you. After that he hath done you good." And the people said unto Joshua, "Nay, but we serve the Lord." And Joshua said unto the people, "Ye are witnesses against yourselves that ye have chosen you the Lord to serve him." And they said, "We are witnesses. Now therefore put away and he the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart unto the Lord God of Israel." And the people said unto Joshua, "The Lord our God, will we will serve, and his voice we will obey." So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day and set them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem. And Joshua wrote these words in the books of the law and took a great stone and set it up there under an oak that was by the sanctuary of the Lord. In these verses between 15 and 26 there, we see four times that the people said that they would serve the God. They would serve their God. And we know what happened after that if we look at the history of Israel. There in verse 19, it implied that the people couldn't serve God because it wasn't convenient for them. Is God holy in your lifestyle today? Can he be holy in your lifestyle today? And we can see that there is a cost in serving God. But we need to make a decision based on our covenant and our commitment to the Lord and his word rather than whether it's obedient or convenient for us to obey. We know that rivers are crooked because they take the course of least resistance. And we know that there are a lot of Christians today that are crooked for the same reason in their spirituality, because they take the path of least resistance instead of standing up straight and saying, "I'm going by the book." And we do have the Word of God to go by. We read many stories in the Bible about the good choices versus the bad or wrong choices. In fact, most of the Bible is about the bad and good choices made from Adam and Eve until the end. Enoch making a right choice. Noah making a right choice. Abraham making both good and wrong choices. Elijah making bad and wrong choices. Ruth making a right choice. Esther making a right choice. And our Lord Jesus Christ making the right choice in his life all the way. What an example we have to follow, the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why it's given here in the Word of the life of Jesus. His life here upon this earth, but a short 33 years. Oh, but what a life he led so that each one of us may have eternal life. And we can start having this eternal life now here upon this earth. Making right choices is not difficult. if you follow God's biblical principles. Always choose the spiritual over the carnal, the eternal over the temporal, God's will over man's will, and commitment over convenience. And we will be making the right choices. How we need to have more Christians making the right choices. And I pray this day that each one of us will make the right choices that we need to be a child of God. Yes, our Heavenly Father, we will follow Thee. We will make the right choices that will lead to the eternal life that Thou hast promised to us. O Lord God, the sacrifice made at Calvary to make this possible for us to be children of the living God, to know soon that our Lord is coming for His people, that we need to be ready ourselves, that we need to be out there helping others to make the right choices, to follow our God, to follow God, to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, and they also may have the right to the tree of life. Oh God, one day soon we will see our Savior, and we will be with Him for eternity, ever learning the plan of redemption. Our finite minds are not able to comprehend all. Oh, but what we will be able to comprehend in the new earth. Give us that guidance and direction today, that soon we will be with our Savior. In Jesus' precious name, amen.